words to live by. Don't let the bastards get you down. And we heard, that was, of course, Margo Price. Before that, we heard Bette Midler covering Woody Guthrie's All You Fascists Bound to Lose. May it be so. You got Bella's Booth coming up at 1 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Will you take me farther than I need your precious love? 'Cause I got my mama's love, but not her holy tongue. I could have tasted blood, so I make the same mistakes commanded from above. Where I got my
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a beautiful, what feels like, summer day. This is Bella on Bella's Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last track was Gentle Love by Greg Mendez. I love this. This is a new release. I think it was literally released, like, last week. And I just like a lot of the stuff that he's been putting out recently. And that track's really sweet. There isn't like a clear theme, I guess, for today. It's, if you listen to this show often, you've often probably heard this lovely guy, Noah, who is my boyfriend, and it's our anniversary today. So there will be some songs from our dating history that are dispersed in here. Shout out to him. Hi, Noah. Yeah, but that last track was really sweet, and yeah, Gentle Love. All right, next song is, I've been listening to this record a lot. It kind of just, I don't really know how I came across it. I think the Spotify wizards just placed it and like a recommended track at some point, and I really liked it, and I've been listening to this album like for the past 2-3 weeks. This is Pennybox by Race Course off of July December. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Chain 5 miles long, and on it
does dangle of another maid. He's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife. For I've been warned and I've decided alone all of my life.
All right. So we played a lot of different songs. So going backwards, that last track was Silver Dagger by Joan Baez. I don't know why I sound like that. Joan Baez. Before that was It Ain't Me, Babe, Bob Dylan. I'll talk about these songs now because I don't know, they're kind of paired. It Ain't Me, Babe is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. And I didn't play this version because I think I've played it on air probably like 5 times. There is a version of them singing it together, them being Joan Baez and Bob Dylan. And I love that version. And the way this ties in to this song in particular ties into the theme-ish. No, and I would always listen to this song, or we would always quote this song, the like, no, no, no. That was like a bit for a long time. And I also still love it. And I also sing, and I'm going to sing at my senior recital because I love Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. And then that, and Silver Dagger, I just actually like really like listened, like capital L listened to this week, and I was like, this is a beautiful song, and I feel like I've not given it the worthy attention that it deserves. It is so beautiful, and the lyrics are just like so haunting and awesome. And so I've been listening to both those songs a lot. Before that was One Thing at a Time by Courtney Barnett. This record, Creature of Habit, I have been listening to a lot. Also came out recently. Came out on March 27th. Really awesome. I love Courtney Barnett. And I feel like I stopped listening to her for a while, so I'm really glad that she released some more music, and I've been consuming that for the past month. Or past few weeks, I guess. Yeah. Great song. And that song has been on the rotation. Great. That kind of covers it, I think. Yeah. Cool. This next track is another song that I discovered recently, again thanks to like whatever algorithm is like chugging away on Spotify. This is You Could Have It by Horse Vision. Enjoy.
It's the magic all comes down. What it means with all my life, you could have it anyhow. It's like it's a fever, won't come down. You
what it means we all are alive. You could have it anyhow.
3, 4. Thank you.
back so soon? I'm back. That last track was Soul Feeling by Buck Meek. I'm playing a lot of like new releases, I'm realizing. New music is awesome. This is off The Mirror, which he released like a little over a month ago. I've been like, what's the word? Chipping away at this record. Every once in a while for the past few weeks, I've just like found a song and just clung onto it. That was this one of this week. It's really awesome. And then before that was Hardly by Free Range. I love Free Range. I originally discovered this. Actually, I don't know. I want to say band. It's like one person. Let's say band. I originally discovered this band because they opened for Horse Girl. And I was really just blown away. It's a really beautiful feeling when you discover a band because they're the opener for a show and you get to experience their music first live. And it's just so incredible. Especially because sometimes you'll go to a show and the opener will be like, okay. And you're kind of like, okay, let's like get on with this. But when they're awesome and you find a new artist out of it, it's great. And this, I like really listened to them after that show. And I'm kind of back on it now. But that track, Hardly, is really, really beautiful. All right, it's about that time. It's time to talk about something really important. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play. And to help, we've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts and the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we loved. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Caregiving fatigue is real and super important. Yay. Okay. Next track. We're bringing it back, not that far back, to like probably last year. This next track is Only One by Hollow Bastion. I never know. Interesting thing about this artist is I discovered them through YouTube. They were a guitarist, like a kind of a, I don't know, like a young guitarist, made a lot of like relatable content when I was 16, 17. I thought they were really cool. And they also really like snail mail, so I was really attuned to that. And they just started, like, they didn't start doing releasing music, but I feel like they've really like entered the music world as of the past few years. And yeah, I think their stuff's great. This song in particular, I showed to Noah, and he really liked it, and it became like something that he would listen to while writing his thesis. but then I also ended up listening to it a lot as a result. So it became like an echo chamber of this song. All right, enjoy.
For fun. Thank you.
I could walk all day on the
a hate for life, and I got two choices, either left or right. And I got two choices, either left or right.
So I played some songs. We're almost out of time. That last track was 925 by Nourished by Time. I'm not a huge fan, which is controversial, of this record. Noah is a huge fan, but this is one of the tracks that I just love. I love the song. And for that was, this is Lorelei. I have to say the words out loud. Another song Noah showed me, or didn't show me, but like really started playing around me, and then it became a song that I listened to a lot. Before that was Sweepstakes Prize by Mira, and before that was Pack Your Romantic Mind by Stereolab. And we're wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to go back outside. It's so beautiful out. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. This is Bella with the Bella's Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This last track is The Magnetic Fields. Let's pretend we're bunny rabbits. Okay, enjoy.